Record. Ladies and gentlemen, we have started the official second episode of the Imbangium podcast. Before we continue, I just want to thank this week's sponsor, which is my parents.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving birth to us. And
Feeding us
and clothing us and being able to. My other brother is doing a pantomime or something.
What's no, I understood it.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Anyways, also the second sponsor for this week is Nataline Designs.
Wow. All right. I bet she didn't know that.
check her out. She is a graphic designer, home-based here in Calgary, but can design anything around the world. So check out her website at www.natalinedesigns.com.
How is that spelt?
N-A-T-L-I-N-E.
Wow, nice try.
What? No.
That was a good attempt.
I hope so. Nataline, right?
Yeah.
Nata.
Yeah, Line. And you completely forgot an A.
N-A-T-A.
Line.
L-I-N-E. Designs.com. Okay? Is that better?
Yeah, no, that's okay, fantastic.
Perfect. I can't spell. I need a sip of my coffee. But what did you do yesterday?
Well, not just me, but all of us.
What did we do yesterday?
We got into a sticky situation that we had to get ourselves out of, also known as an escape room.
A locked room of sorts, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And we had to unlock locks.
Yeah, it's like a lock. It's like a locked box.
Not to be confused with the Chinese restaurant wok box.
Also, not to be confused with the way you keep your socks on your feet, sock locks.
No, how about that old television show that we used to watch on YTV here in Canada called Squawk Box?
Or, I'm not going to continue.
do you remember that TV show?
No. Not specifically Squawk Box.
I've never seen that.
All I remember from like my childhood YTV is, you know, Phil and... And snot,
yeah, snit.
Snit. That's it.
He was a piece of chewing gum that with came to life
with a TV inside of him, and yeah. Someone's teeth just going. That's all it was. It was some dude talking.
My favorite from Squawk Box, that television show, was the Fart Connoisseurs. Do you remember that?
No,
Squawk
Box
kids.
With Ed Brainbin?
Yes, I think so.
He was in it? Okay.
I could be wrong. No, that's a game show one that he was in, right?
I don't know.
Anyways, they would have two kids. They would be sitting on a picnic bench, and one would let one loose, let it rip. And then the other one would smell it and describe it like as if they were tasting wine.
Wow. That sounds amazing. That sounds like Key and Peele. Would do a sketch of something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe, but you should check it out. Find it on YouTube and type in Fart Connoisseur, and I'm sure you'll be able to find
fart
it.
Fart Connoisseur.
It's so funny.
Wow.
But the locked room is the second time I've done one. And
me as well.
Yeah, Darian's second time, but Daryl's done it.
It was my fourth
time.
My fourth time. I'm an expert, I can say that.
I think once you've seen the locks, the types of locks, and how to solve different puzzles, I'm sure that you get better and better at it.
It's not so much the types of locks; it's being able to like take your surroundings and see what you need to discover and solve.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, I really enjoyed
the last time we did it. We got stuck.
Well, that was only because the locks didn't work like 90% of the time.
I hope the place that we went to last time. This continues to fix and get better, but yeah, it wasn't too. I thought it was only going to be that one room again, but it was actually a room, a hallway, and then another room.
Yeah, I liked it.
Which was that was cool. I think that was cool. like being able to move forward and not be stuck in one spot and solving these riddles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I helped solve like one riddle out of the whole thing.
I know I was able to tell a few of them fairly quickly. I mean, we were able to get out of our cells. So how this one was, we were split up. Half the group was in one cell, the other half in another. Sort of similar to our experience with your guys' first locked room. But there was way more to it, and I really liked the complexity of it all.
I liked it. I liked it too, considering that I was able to get you guys out by being a retard, right? And I'm going like, look, I have to clap here and stomp there, and then you're like, oh, it's the numbers, and you guys got out as soon as I said that. You were able to unlock your lock. Which I was very proud of. And then the rest, I just sat in the chair and let you guys solve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was Sheila's first time and Josh's first time.
Yeah. Who else was there? Adam?
Yeah, and Adam. Ellie? Adam, I've gone with Adam to all four of the ones that I've gone to. So
hello, Adam, Sheila, Ellie, and Joshua.
And yeah, no, that's... I have a credit now because there was only seven of us, so...
Oh, you have...
What does that mean?
That means I had seven, but only... Or I paid for eight, but only seven showed up. So now I have a credit for one.
That, so I can that's pay actually for a pretty three. Good... That's a good... Yeah, it's... That's a decent...
It's a good way to bring repeat business kind of thing.
Well, I mean, you paid for all... And Rolo should have came, but there was... We couldn't get anybody to watch the kids.
that's understandable.
No, but I really liked it too because, you know, it was dark. Actually...
Oh my goodness.
That was pretty funny. The beginning, I thought, wow, we're going to have to solve this thing with this blinking light.
Yeah. The strobe light.
You know what? It would be funny if they actually, you know, it would have been a way better, more confusing time if they wouldn't. You weren't allowed to switch that.
Well, Ellie was telling me that her friend had gone to the same one that we did, and they spent a majority of their time in those cells.
Yeah.
Which is a little sad.
Yeah, but I mean, like, was that their first lock room? That's the real question, right?
I guess.
If it's their first lock room, I'm sure that they've never encountered anything like that. You've seen the directional locks. You've seen the combination locks. You've seen how to gather the information and the clues already three times previous, right?
One of the biggest things, and Adam brought it up after when we were discussing, is that there weren't any like clues to fake you out. Which was, I liked it. I liked the fact that, you know, the clues were straight to the point, and when you were done with one thing that dealt with that one clue, you didn't have to go to it again.
Yeah, you'd stop it, right? Like, that's what I was saying, too. We were trying to...
See if there was more to another thing.
Use the blacklight thing to see if there was more clues to the blacklight, but once you solve that part, they stopped it, and it didn't screw you over. Now, if there are locked rooms that... You know, every time you collect a new item and move and progress that way, I think that would be probably pretty cool if you think about it. You can't solve it without the next item that you've just solved the previous item with.
Yeah.
And you have to combine all of those items. Mm-hmm.
To make it a super item.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear about that one?
No.
Oh, is there's actually one like that?
I heard it on the Rooster Teeth podcast where they were like in a magician's type escape room. And then at one point they had to like combine all these lights into a pole or a staff, and then like put a staff into like a hole
that's
in the ground.
Sweet.
And then like lights would be reflecting everywhere, and they would
what?
Do something like that.
I want that.
I think it was something that. Like that. Something
I,
like
I
that.
I want that same feeling of like being in a pyramid thing, and the light comes in. You have to bounce it here and there and everywhere.
I'm sure that there's one like that, but I mean, but if you collect, if you're collecting something to create a one big thing, I think that's a really, really smart move for those designers, the game designers.
I think
for that, right?
It really depends on the type of locked room it is.
Yeah, I think it also has to do with, like, if the locked room was designed that way. For example, the one that we did,
yeah.
It was designed to When we like, got into the locker room, there's a theme to it. The person that was in there was like, you know, here's your first big clue. And he gave us, and we were just like, we know what to look for. And then everything led to the next thing.
You know, the really big thing as well, aside from all of the other items inside the locked room, like the puzzles, the clues and stuff like that. I think the big thing with a locked room, aside from the team building aspect to it, is if you're going to go into it with someone that you don't like, you'll never get out.
Maybe that was...
That's why I separated myself from you, Daryl. It's not that we don't like each other. It's because if I say... Whatever the heck that was. If I say this, if I go, Daryl, I need you to go to one place, and I need you to do this, you're going to be like, well, why would I want to do that? You know what I mean?
Well, no, because look, if you're wrong, you're wrong. You just have to agree. That's why
when I'm right and you're wrong, and you're kind of like, no, well, no, I guess that's how it is.
So
you were gonna?
I was gonna just be a dick.
Yeah, That's why I separate myself from you, and we put Daryl. Joshua in there. Now, you and I will probably have to do a locked room together, just you and me. It's like, how far did you get? We didn't solve one puzzle.
How small do those get?
I think there are 4 people rooms that you can go with just 2. But I think they want to get the most out of their money, and they try and max out the rooms as much as possible. So,
well, I don't know if there were people waiting there. There were just a couple waiting for a room to open up, I guess.
Yeah, it could be possible. I don't know. But you'd think for a business like that, you'd want to get as many people in a time slot, right? So,
yeah.
As a business.
Or fill your hours as much as you can,
yeah.
Right? That's another thing, too, that you're looking at. I think it's a really fun thing. I think there's like 3 or 4 room things in Calgary.
In my count, when I was doing research for my company, I've been to 4.
Four different ones. Some are good, some are great, and some are meh.
Some are, if it's not like maintained properly, then you can have people like Mike who can just brute force their way out of a directional keypad.
Yeah, Mike was pretty good. Mike was pretty good with that.
Yeah,
and he got out.
Yeah, no, it's great fun. I mean, I want to see how it is if we can get like 2 small groups.
That'd be fun.
of 4. And then see who does the thing the fastest.
That'd be a cool little competition type of thing, right?
So. Yeah, it would be interesting on how people try and solve, like, and then talking about it later. So
where did the lock room originate from? Do you guys know?
I want to say I think it started in New York.
Apparently, there was a crap ton in Europe for a very long time, and they just said that it just started coming over here to Canada, at least. I heard, but they said that they had lock rooms in there
for the
longest time.
Do you think in Japan they have lock capsules where you have to get yourself out of the capsule? Out of a capsule?
I don't think that. There's probably one clue, and if they don't get it, they're stuck there for the hour.
I mean, they're Asian. They should be able to solve it.
Well, if you shove like 5 or 6 people inside one capsule,
they die of a lack of oxygen.
Oh, no. But that was really fun. We should do that again. I totally would recommend any company to check out Level 1 locked rooms up in 16th Ave.
Yep. I would recommend them for sure.
Yeah, they were great. I think with a properly maintained facility, the people were really nice, I think, too. And you got to take a picture, and it showed you what time. If you won, you'd still take a picture. If you lost, you'd take a picture. And I think it was a whole bunch of fun. Wholesome fun.
Wholesome right? fun. Speaking of wholesome fun...
Your segues suck.
What? You don't find Pokemon wholesome fun?
Yeah, well, Pokemon will have to wait for a couple of seconds because we have a couple of sponsors.
Oh.
Aside from from the first two in the podcast.
Can we thank our parents again?
Again, I want to thank Mom and Dad for listening to and housing me for the last 27 years of my life.
Last 27?
Yeah, because
I so they, what about they, when they you housed, were
yeah, what when you happened were, when you
from
were
one
like,
to six.
They, 1 to 4.
No, they housed me for 27 years and I left, right? Okay. And they're continuing to house Darian and Francis, so that's okay. I also want to give a shout out to our weekly sponsor, Ellie of natalinedesigns.com. If you're looking for a logo or a website redesign or anything related to the design field for your company, check out natalinedesigns.com. It's Nataline Designs with an S.
I mean, did you not do your research?
How about you live with her?
How about it's yeah.
Hold on, there's fact checker.
Yeah.
Fact checker says there is an S.
Factotor.
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 What's the website there, Darian?
What is it?
The website?
Yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is nataliedesigns.com.
Nataline.
Nataline, yeah.
Nataline. Spell that.
Nataline designs.com.
There you go. Check her out. And also, there are sub-sponsors as well. The first one is Daryl. Check him out on YouTube and Twitch, Deryell, if you're looking for some good, wholesome family fun.
Don't and, look for me if you're looking
words.
For...
you can find him on Twitch and that and on YouTube as well. He is a Let's Play gamer, and he keeps his sites pretty up to date. The second sub-sponsor is Beer Republic. Find him on www.youtube.com/beerrepublic.
Why did you get the full URL?
I get, you know, I didn't.
You just said
I didn't even do https you colon did, slash okay. slash www.
You did a more full URL.
Well,
this is.
I don't know why.
I think you're playing favorites.
Because that's me. Find me on YouTube, .com/beerrepublic. I usually post videos once a week. I'm going to post a video here tonight about my experience at the Locked Room.
Indeed.
So check that out. And if you're also wondering, you can check out Imbangium. Imbangium has a Facebook page.
Hey.
A Twitter.
Whoa.
And also an Instagram. No, we don't have one of those, do we? We have a Spreaker.
Do you think an audio podcast deserves an Instagram?
You know what? I think we have to let the people in on what we're planning. Now, here's the topic before we go into Pokemon, okay? What is Imbangium? We still don't know. So if you know,
what?
Send us an email at Imbangium.
An email?
gmail.com. Yeah.
Wait, do we have that set up?
If you have any questions, yeah, we have that set up. We had to set it up to get
everything else.
All right.
If you have any questions for us, don't hesitate to give us a shout on email. We are...
Just tweet us.
No.
Who are you? What are you? Some like early 30s
dude that doesn't know how social media works, so you're asking people to email us. For sure, when they ask a question, who's going to keep sure that they're going to watch that? Send us an email, okay?
Send it to Zoom.
Email. We have Lycos, so...
please go to our GeoCities website at geocities.com/sites/44967/podcast/test/is-this-working/imbangium/podcast.
Is that the Angel Fire site too?
No, Angel Fire is angelfire.com/44445
okay, I think we
slash
got it.
podcast/us/ua.html. No, /imbangium.htm.
Oh, there you go. Oh, .htm. No
yes,
L.
.htm.
No L. .htm. Okay, that's perfect. But Pokemon.
Yeah, they're 20 years old.
Same age as me.
Oh, my God. You were born the day Pokemon came out.
10 days earlier.
February
27th is when it came out.
So what you're saying is you were conceived while Pokemon was being developed.
You were 1 year old. Oh, I peeked there. I apologize. You were 1 year old when I first caught Pikachu.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Pikachu.
On my Packard Bell on an
Oh, you're ROM. Right. You were playing on the computer. completely. It was we owned a copy, of course.
No.
Cuz that's the only reason the only reason why you can have.
I wouldn't have been one. Yeah. I would have been a month maybe.
No, we didn't get it till we were back from Montreal, remember?
Oh.
So and I got the ROM from one of my friends in high school.
And he owned it because the only way that you can play a ROM legally is if you actually own the media.
Yeah, and that's
FBI,
that's
please don't catch us.
The CIA is looking to try to catch us.
No, wait, CSIS.
Is it CSIS?
It is CSIS.
It's Canada's
Security spy and Information Spies.
Yeah. That's what that stands for.
But doesn't spy stand for something?
No,
spy is short for espionage.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. No, the I had downloaded it. Friend gave it to me, and I started. I got Pokemon Blue as a gift, but I didn't have a Game Boy. So I Wait, had to. I you know, yeah.
Was that was that Christmas?
I think so.
Was
and they got the game, but I didn't have a Game Boy. So
because the Game Boy was like $100.
More than that. It was like $200.
No, it was $100.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more
it's
than
the old one. It was more than that. And I got the Game Boy from my cousin. So I was able to play it on the black and white, big, gray
and
one,
purple buttons.
With the green screen, right?
Yeah.
So I started playing that.
Then
I got
adjust the contract.
Then I got my first job at 16, and I worked my ass. No, I didn't. Worked my ass off. I waited for my birthday, and I waited for, this is 15 years old, waited for my birthday, waited for Christmas, made sure that I had enough money to buy a Game Boy Color.
And Pokemon Yellow?
And Pokemon Yellow.
I remember those
because,
two
because
came
we
together.
We got Pokemon Yellow as another gift.
Yeah.
We didn't have a Game Boy anymore, everybody. Like,
yeah, that's like...
Dear future parents, if a kid wants a game, make sure you have the system to buy it.
It hasn't changed much. If you buy a PS4, you don't have a cable. They don't provide you with
HDMI cable?
No, with that one too.
What?
You have to buy an HDMI cable separately.
The markup on, considering that I'm part of the AV industry, the markup on an HDMI cable is
about
300%
or something.
No, more than that. Like 1,000%.
It's because you can purchase a HDMI cable 6 feet about... For the industry, less than $2.
Yeah, $2.50, something like that. But it costs
or you can go to you can go to Future Shop that doesn't exist and purchase Rocket. What are they called?
Monster Cable.
The other one, the one with the fish.
Rocket Fish.
Is it Rocket Fish?
I think it's Rocket Fish. I could be wrong. Fact checker. That's what your job is.
Anyways, you can buy a 6 foot HDMI cable for like $35. So what's the math on that?
Sorry,
from $2 to $35. That's 14%.
What? 14%.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's more than
1,400%.
1,000%.
Yeah, that's more than 1,000%.
1,400%.
Yes,
maybe. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, 1,450%.
If you mathematicians out there, you can tweet us at Imbangium and tell us we're wrong.
Don't forget to use the hashtag. Am I doing this right in Banyum Podcast? I believe that hashtag is about 67 characters, so make sure make sure to keep your messages short.
Is it Rainbow Fish? No?
I don't know.
I just searched Fish HDMI.
There's
it might type in Rocket HDMI.
It's a regular HDMI, except it smells like fish. Welcome to
Rocket Fish HDMI.
Rocket
there,
Fish.
See, it is Rocket Fish. Fish. Okay. Yeah, not Rocket Jump.
I thought it was different.
No, Freddie Wong on that one.
Anyway, so I was looking at the new Nintendo 3DS 20th anniversary Pokemon edition to buy.
Is that XL?
Yeah,
of course.
It's an XL version.
Okay, like for me though, I'm like a big guy. So is there an XXL?
No.
Damn
because
it.
It's Japanese standards.
Oh, is that? Yeah, you're
they
right.
Only.
You're right. Asian countries, XL is a
XL is a medium.
A medium here, right? Yeah. Well, no. Is it nice? What's the color? What's the color scheme?
I wanted to buy it. It's think of it as a Pokeball? An SNES handheld.
Oh.
That's what it's sort of it's similar. It has a gray color, and then
it has a pink.
The buttons are the red, blue, yellow, and green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
But everywhere is sold out and pre-order only, wow. So it's stupid.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, well, yeah. It's collectors right away. Speaking of collectors, Misty has a cosplay. Her name is Felicia Day.
Wait, have Misty, you seen... Misty cosplayed as Felicia Day?
No. That Felicia Day cosplayed as Misty. Oh, that's a great. That looks awesome. Google that 20th anniversary.
Oh, it's actually blue. It's not an XL.
No, it's just regular.
It's just a regular.
Well, that's sad.
The good thing about the regular ones though is that they all have like faceplates that you can interchange.
Yeah, you could switch them.
So you can around. You can purchase them for like $70 on the Nintendo store.
Is that
because
worth
it's
it?
Stupid crazy.
Is it worth the $70?
Well, I think I saw something about
for it to gather dust on your mantle.
Mine is currently I put
gathering
in,
dust on your mantle.
Mine's in my backpack.
I put in Bravely Default. I put in Bravely Default and I played about 2 hours of it, and this was like 2 weeks ago.
Darian, you got a DS game from Daryl. Did you even turn it on?
I did. I played like maybe an hour of it on the bus.
Sweet.
Well, I don't go on the bus, so.
So if I give you Bravely Default, would you play that more than the Overwatch?
Probably.
Bravely Default's really good.
What
it's a very
game is that?
So Bravely Default is JRPG. A Square Enix game that uses pretty much the same elements as FFX? Final Fantasy. Not X. No, but the ones
Fantasy X.
When they introduce the job systems that you can switch over.
That's pretty cool.
So Final Fantasy IV,
well,
aka Final Fantasy VI.
I really like the fact that they're really bringing this Pokemon thing back, because in March,
is it March?
Pokemon Go is going to be live on iTunes.
Holy crap!
To
wait,
download on the App Store.
App Store.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Wait, is it going to be iOS exclusive in the beginning? March. This is important. What day in March?
It is the day when Darian finds out when he fact checks this.
Oh my god! I'm gonna get my walk on.
Yo, I'm
so
gonna,
so.
I'm
hang
gonna,
on.
I have to. Yeah.
Are we gonna do a mobile podcast?
We could do like a video series.
We could do a video series of when Pokemon Go comes out, because I can't justify me spending $190 for DS XL.
Another DS XL is $239.
That's Canadian, right?
Canadian.
Okay. Yeah. I can't justify that, considering I want to buy more stuff for our audio and video production here.
I need new glasses.
But I will spend the money it takes for Pokemon Go.
I'm pretty sure it's free to play.
Is it F2P?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I hope so.
So do you know?
You buy to win, though?
No. Shut up.
There's no release date. It only says 2016. No.
That's what I thought.
It just says to be released in 2016.
No, they said, I heard March.
Okay, hang on.
Smart.
So do you know of the team that developed Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same team that did Ingress.
Yes.
Ingress is a free-to-play game. There is no...
Yes.
Wait, what? I said there's no, and then you guys said yes.
We said yes. We said yes in like a fist pump. Yes.
Anyway, that is a free-to-play game. So then are we going to have like weekly adventures then? Are we going to drive up to Edmonton?
Weekly. I don't know about weekly. Like we discussed
monthly.
We discussed this yesterday, okay? We can't do this for more than... at once every 2 weeks.
No, I'm not talking about the podcast. I'm talking about Pokemon
anything.
Go.
Anything.
No, anything. We can't do it more than once
okay,
every
fine.
2 weeks
monthly.
Or once a month. Yeah, we'll do one once a... What is that?
Stop moving. A chair stays put.
You know what? Mom and Dad, if you guys don't be quiet up there, we're going to drop you as sponsors. They might kick us out.
They might kick me out.
No, they won't let us do the podcast in their basement anymore.
Oh, boy.
We could do them once a month.
We'll drive to Edmonton or Jasper or
that
Banff.
Okay. I did spend about an hour looking at, and then I ended up looking at Felicia Day pictures as Misty. And
no, God. So you want to know how it's going to
work? Okay, but well, I know it's kind of like, I've seen the games before where you put your book, you put the screen and it uses the camera, and your little monster is there, and then you have to buy it. But it, you can it's like a, kind of like geohashing. Is that what it's called?
Geotagging.
Geotagging, where if I'm walking down the street, Pikachu is hanging out on the backside of an alley. So it, what happens if you get into precarious situations? Did they ever think of that?
Well, that's why they have the NDA that not NDA. That's why they have the end user license agreement that you hit okay when you download, because everybody reads that. Everybody goes through it.
Yeah, I'm right. I read it. I make sure that my lawyer is present when I read that before I click okay.
Also, Darian made a motion with his hand of going like that. I think that's going to be the only purchasing that you can do, because there's going to be a sort of they're going to offer a Pokeball like pin that you can have, sort of like your pedometer thing. It's going to be synced up.
The watch thing.
Yeah, it's going to be synced up to your phone, and it'll understand you like throwing. So that's going to be how it works.
So, there's a goal to get all these Pokemon. Now, the question is, will these Pokemon be regionally locked?
Yes.
Oh, there's a watch too. Eh?
Oh, it's a wristband.
It's a wristband. That's cool. I already wear my Fitbit, but I will rock that in an instant.
But yeah, so to answer your question, there will be Pokemon you can only catch
in the north
in certain parts of the world.
Like you have to go all the way up to Iloquit,
We should do that.
Most northern part of Canada.
We should put our lives on hold for 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
And travel around
the world to catch Pokemon. I know for sure that Articuno is going to be up on our North Pole.
No way, Articuno is going to be like south of the southern tip of
Antarctica.
No, southern tip of South America. You know where all the penguins go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm guessing Moltres is inside. A volcano. Hawaii.
Oh, absolutely.
Hawaii, for sure. And Zapdos.
Zapdos is going to be near a power plant.
Yeah, yeah. It's Chernobyl.
So, okay. Wow. I don't know if we're going to be able to get there.
We could get into Chernobyl if we wanted to.
I mean, I saw that one Top Gear episode where they had to drive through Chernobyl. Yeah. That was terrifying.
I've seen a few. Like, Chernobyl interests me so much. And I know for sure we'll find
Anyway,
I like to buzz there.
anyway, do you think it's gonna stick to the original 150?
Or do
you think they're gonna do the entire universe?
I think they're gonna do the entire universe.
What are we at? Pre sun and moon.
I believe 718.
Man, that's not even even number.
718 or more to see.
Yeah, that's so wrong.
To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
So when we go on our 1 year long pause of our life to collect Pokemon,
you know what?
That series is going to be called Road to Pokemon Mastership.
No.
721, actually.
I mean, 721 or more to see.
So wrong. I remember College Humor did a Poke Rap that included like 589.
Yeah, they did it.
Like
649.
Yeah. 649. Yeah, it was really good.
Good on them.
And I think they got the same rapper guys.
No. They have they made him sound like that. They made him sound like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they really did a really good job on that one. College Humor, they're my idols. Especially Jake and Amir. Again, Jake and Amir, if you're listening, add us to your HeadGum podcast family.
Network.
And we will be forever vigilant in creating content for you. But I think that's our time, boys.
That's our time.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio and how he's not going to win an Oscar tonight.
Well, that's what's happening right now as we record.
We will
say good luck to Leo. We want to make sure that he is, you know, prepared for the disappointment.
I know. For the, what is it, the fourth time now, I think?
Yeah. Well, at least he's not going to lose to, you know, an African-American. Ooh. Oscar's so white. Oscar's so black.
Hashtag Oscar's so human. How about
Oscar's
that?
So Asian.
Yeah, I know, right? I wonder how many Asian people have been nominated for an Oscar. Has Chow Yun-Fat won a...
I don't think anyone has... I don't know if that there's... We haven't fact-checked this. This is off topic now.
Can I ask Siri?
But three people have won Asian ethnic character roles as best actor, and they were all Caucasian. That's how really? Awesome.
Caucasian? Yeah.
They were Caucasian, and they won ethnic roles as ethnic roles, and yeah, it's pretty funny. What can you do about that? Are you guys still fact checking?
Is Ben Kingsley?
He's Asian? Indian.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so he's Asian.
The king, yeah. The king from The King and I.
Oh.
He won.
That's cool.
Ben Kingsley. He played Gandhi.
Yeah. He did play Gandhi.
And he won.
Yes.
In 1982.
Yeah. Well, at least there wasn't a white guy playing Gandhi. Ben Kingsley should have been Khan, in my honest opinion.
In Star Trek?
Into Darkness.
I haven't seen that yet.
What? How? It's been like 3 years.
Is Ben Kingsley Asian?
Ben Kingsley is
Indian. He's on this Wikipedia page, so that's... It's got to be true.
Yeah, in Wikipedia, it's got to be true. I think we got to end it here, boys.
He's a brown guy.
Yeah?
He's so white.
Yeah, but he's not white.
He looks so white.
Brown guys, so white. Hashtag so white.
Brown guys, so white. Hashtag brown guys, so white.
Thank you again for taking the time out. This is the Imbangium podcast. My name is Brian.
My name is Darian.
And I'm Daryl, and I hope you guys had the reaction we were looking for.
Yes, I'm editing a few things out.
Oh, come on. Get it? 'Cause...